So situational factors can also impact reading comprehension. It could be touched on by the social interaction. It can be affected by the classroom organization. It can be affected by several factors, including the quality of the reading material. Now, some writers are better than others, and some writers produce more complex reading materials than others. So, you know, is the text that you're using well organized and clear, or is it poorly organized and difficult to understand? Because the more poorly organized and difficult to understand a text is, the more work will be required of a reader to comprehend the text. And readers who do not have the background abilities or motivation to overcome those barriers in such a text are going to have much more difficulty comprehending these types of texts. Also, when you've got readers with poorly developed language skills and strategies, they're not going to have the tools to take advantage of any obvious structures and comprehension cues that are part of a well-written and well-organized text. So the type of instruction that a student receives is also going to impact reading comprehension. Strategies for improving reading comprehension must be taught directly by the teacher. Simply providing opportunities to read or requiring children to read is not going to teach many students the comprehension strategies they need to become proficient readers. They need to be taught directly as students learn to read simple sentences in this direct instruction, all the way up to secondary education, where students are learning to synthesize ideas in the secondary school classroom.